Romans 3, verses 21 and 22, these are God's words. But now the righteousness of God, apart from the law, is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe. For there is no difference. So far, the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. So we just heard in verse 20 last week, therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight. Justified being meaning made righteous. Now, this is a problem because we've been hearing since verse 18 of chapter 1 that the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all unrighteousness and ungodliness of men. So if we cannot be made righteous in his sight by the deeds of the law, if we who are mere flesh have even his good and perfect law cannot enable us to become righteous in his sight, what hope can we have except to end up under the wrath of God, since we are unrighteous? But it turns out that we can become righteous not with the righteousness of the deeds of the law, not with the righteousness that comes by what we who are mere flesh do. We may become righteous by the righteousness of God. So verse 21, but now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed. And that's how we got here, because back in chapter 1 in verse 16, he said he's not ashamed of the gospel because it's the power of God for salvation. And the mechanism by which it saves us who deserve the wrath of God because of our unrighteousness is that in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith to the Jew first, on all who believe, to the Jew first. So we've come full circle. He's closed us all up under the law, under sin, under our guilt. Verse 20, by deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight, no flesh will be made righteous in his sight. And so the gospel is not only a place where righteousness can be had, it is the only place where righteousness can be had. And the first marvelous thing we see about this righteousness is that it's the righteousness of God himself that we receive in the gospel. Not just the righteousness of a perfect man. Jesus is a perfect man. He has a fully divine nature and he has a fully human nature. Well, there's no such thing as a partial divine nature. The divine nature is full in and of itself. He has a fully human nature, and yet he does not have a divine person and a human person. He is one person with the two natures. Therefore, when 2 Corinthians 5:21 tells us that for our sakes he made him who knew no sin to be sin, it tells us that he did so that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ. And so we say this reverently because the Bible teaches it to us. When you believe in Jesus, you become not just as righteous as God, but you become righteous with the righteousness of God. His own righteousness is counted for you. And of course, he cannot sin. And it would be a sin for him not to adore and vindicate and bless and commend his own righteousness. But that's what he gives you. Now, he doesn't give it to you through the law. Now, the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed. So, we don't get this righteousness by keeping the law. We get the righteousness by listening to the law tell us that we can only get it from God. That we can only get it from the sacrifice of Christ, putting away our sin. And so he says it's apart from the law, but it is witnessed by the law and the prophets. So it is the righteousness of God. It's the righteousness of God that is apart from the law. So you must not just abandon, but reject any idea of doing well enough to be righteous before God. And if you love the law and you say, well, how come it's apart from the law? The answer is because that's what the law said. The law told us not just the things that God requires, but the sacrifices that God provided, precisely because we're not able to do the things that the law requires. So it's the righteousness of God. It's the righteousness that is apart from the law. It is the righteousness that is witnessed by the law and the prophets. It is the righteousness that is through faith in Jesus Christ. There's actually not a preposition here, and the form of Jesus Christ implies that it's through the faith of Jesus Christ. You see, what saves us is not our believing in Jesus. What saves us is Jesus in whom we believe. So it's not like your faith is of such a quality that it makes Jesus saving for you. Faith recognizes that Jesus is of such a quality that he saves. And it clings to him. That's why faith is the alone instrument of justification. Does faith come with repentance? Yes, every time. There is no such thing as turning to Jesus without turning from your sin. But neither of those turnings saves you. Jesus saves you. And so turning to him is the instrument through which he becomes yours. And all of his righteousness is yours. So it is righteousness through faith in Jesus Christ. He is the worthiness of our faith. Faith does not reach a stage or become of such a quality that it's good enough to get Jesus. No. The very nature of faith is to say, only Jesus is of such a quality that can deserve Jesus. And so my hope is in him. Righteousness of God, righteousness apart from the law, righteousness witnessed by the law, righteousness through faith in Jesus Christ, righteousness into and upon. The way that our translation puts it is to all and on all. But it uses the prepositions that mean into all and upon all. Which is to say, the credit of Christ's righteousness becomes as much ours as if it had come from within us. We become its possessors. We have the right to it. It is accounted as our very own righteousness, righteousness into us. And it's righteousness upon us. It's not that we become changed and on that basis are righteous before God. No, it's actually the other way around. It's because we are righteous before God that he changes us and makes us like Jesus. And so the upon language makes sure we understand that when it says the righteousness of God into us or unto us, it's talking about something that is being counted for us, not a change that has been made in us. And so it's the righteousness of God to all and on all, to translate it the way our version has it. It's the righteousness of God, righteousness apart from the law, righteousness that is witnessed to by the law, righteousness that is through faith in Jesus, he is its only worthiness. Righteousness into us and upon us, it is counted as ours by God's legal declaration. And finally, it is for all who believe. Again, if it's not the quality of the faith, but the one in whom you believe, then everyone who believes, however they started out, if they started out as a Jew or they started out as a Gentile, if they believe in Jesus, Jesus is their worthiness. Jesus is their righteousness. And they might have strong faith in Jesus, or they might have weak faith in Jesus. But if Jesus is the worthiness of the faith, not the strength of the faith, the worthiness of the faith is not the strength of the faith. Jesus is the worthiness of the faith is Jesus. Therefore, there's no difference between those who believe, because they are all made righteous with the same exact righteousness, the same infinite righteousness. It's probably not even good to say exact, because that makes it sound like it's a limited quantity. So everyone who believes is made righteous with the same infinite righteousness of Christ, the same divine righteousness of Christ. This is what's offered to us in the gospel. No wonder the apostle was not ashamed, but rather eager to come preach the gospel to them who were in Rome. I hope you see your need to be made righteous before God, since his wrath is revealed from heaven against all unrighteousness. Hope you see how the only righteousness you can have is Jesus himself, but that if you have him, you have the very righteousness of God, no matter how weak your faith is, because your faith has all of Jesus. Let's pray. Lord, we pray that you would keep us mindful of this, that we would hope only and always in Christ, and that being counted righteous with his righteousness, we would rejoice to know that we are already as justified as we ever will be in glory. Help us, Lord, for our remaining fleshliness, our remaining sinfulness, push us back against the gospel. But we wish to cling to Christ alone by faith. So grant that it would be so by the work of your Spirit, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.